Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Meretz Yechiyu. The Nishmas Moras Estu Bas Rab Shmuel, Moras Chanab Sikon Rasal, the Hanabas of Mir Zev, Chaychevi, Fega Bas Michal Yudis Bas Yoab. In the Gemara Mesechus Bava Kame, Af Yitzayin Amud Beis, Boi Rovo, Dor Sal Kli Velo Shevarto, V'nizgal Gela Mokam Acha, V'nishbar Mau. Also May Koraz Lina V'gufehu, So Gemara asks, what's the din if somebody steps on a clay? He doesn't smash it. So Mizgalgel rolls over somewhere else, and then it breaks. Do we say Basar may kara? It's his goof, and he has to pay full damages? Or do we say, no, you followed not his goof, but not may kara, but you followed the tavramana, the broken clay, and therefore it's considered sroros, like the pebbles that are kicked by the animal that do damage, and therefore it's chatzi nezek. Tivshod le mid rabo. So let's resolve Rova's query with the rabo. Rabo says quite famously, zorak kli meroish hagag. Im adam zorak kli from the roof, and then somebody else comes on the bottom. And he's holding a baseball bat, and he smashes it with a makelis putter, because we tell him mona svira sava. He's breaking an already broken kli. It's on its way down. It's about to be broken. Therefore, he's putter. Why is he putter? He's mona svira sava. He's broken an already broken kli. So obviously, we go mehikara. His meikaro is destined to be broken. So what then? Why don't we say dar sal kli v'lo shivartai v'nizgalgel l'makom acher v'dar zogin? And we go after the meikaro, and therefore he's going to have to pay full damages. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because for Rava this was Pashut. For Rabba this was Pashut in Shaila. But for Rava it wasn't Pashut. And therefore he asked this question, Taisvis Dibra Maschil Tzorak Kli writes,
if
a person throws a stone or shoots an arrow at a kli, and somebody else smashes it first, it's pashut, that the smasher is chayv, we don't say manasvira sabar. So as opposed to when somebody throws it down from the roof, the smasher is going to be putter. Here, when somebody shoots an arrow at it, or some other way, throws a stone at it, the smasher is going to be chayiv. Tosfos says, "Diazlina nami hacha basil meikara v'mishkachas b'tzroiris chatzi nezek." Raya laze sheim lo nomer ken reishein b'nimtzad din tzroiris. If you don't say this is not tzroiris, because from the moment the animal threw the stone on the, kicked the stone on the kli, it's already considered broken. In the mela, the mice is considered a mice of a gufa, it's not tzoros. So how b'chal do you have tzoros? So it must be that when it comes to kicking out the stone, we don't say that we go baser meikara. In the mela, if somebody breaks it first, before the stone actually breaks it, the person's going to be chayiv. We don't serve Basar Me'ikara. We don't follow. We don't say it was done from the goof of the animal. We go Basar Manas Mana. We go after the broken Kli. Svara pshuti lechalek means zerek even al kli lezerek al et kli atzma. It's a pshuta svara to be mechalek between someone who throws a stone on a kli. If someone throws a stone on a kli, then the din is going to be that a person who comes and breaks it first is going to be chayiv. But if a person throws the kli itself, then the person who comes and breaks it first is not going to be chayiv. We go baser mekar. So it says famously, it's svara pshuta. The kitzeis in simen shin sadi sif koton aleph. Is medayek midivrei harosh shehu choylek ala teisvis sheharosh kosav b'simin beis umaskinon da'atizav b'rshus harabim v'yizika b'rshus hayochid chayev. And the maskana is, so the rosh is medayek, Teisvis medayek, the rosh argues with Teisvis, because the rosh says that if one is metis, throws the stone in b'rshus harabim, kicks the stone in b'rshus harabim, and it does nezik in Rishus Hayochid, it's chayiv. Ba'afogav d'gabi d'arz ha'alakivin, it's galgum ha'kamachav nishbar siknil ha'kirovet ha'vizpozum ha'karaz lina. Even though when it comes to the klip case, where he stepped on a kli and it was misgalgal somewhere else and it was broken, we go Basar Me'ikara after the kicker, after the original guy. Ha'chaloz len, but so why if he teased Rishus Harab, Zika Rishus Hayochid, is he chayiv? Aye. Where he did the Atazah, it was Mimutr, it was Rishus HaRavim. Therefore, he should be Pater. Basar Me'ikar is Linan. So it says, Tag Tzos, name of the Rosh. Hachalo is Linan Basar Me'ikar, Al-Achar Makum Shanasa Bo HaNezik. Here we don't go after Me'ikar, we go after the place where the Nezik was done. The Gali Kla, Beregel, Ubir V'steachar, V'abirai B'chotzer HaNezik. It says in the Pasuk that the animal, the Regel, was done in another field, and that's in the field of the Nizak. In other words, the Rosh had a kasha. How do we say the Manasvira Sava that we go after Meikara? It's already considered broken from the get-go. From the fact that a person's chayiv on the animal is a tiza b'irshus harabim v'hizika b'irshus hayochid. We see on Yates Amar Aleph that it kicks out the stones in Rishus harabim. And it tells the Nezik in Rishus HaYochid to Yirmiyas Kasha. It was left of Yirmiyas Kashas. So in such a case, we can prove that we don't go after Meikara, because we go after Meikara. Why is he Chayiv? The Maisa HaTozo was in Rishus HaRabim. And he's Pater on Regel, Birshus HaRabim. It's Ma'abaya, when he's Matiz, if you go Basar Me'ikara, what's the problem when he's Matiz, Tzroiris and Birshus HaRabim, the animal, and it's Mazik and Birshus HaRabim, he did it Beheter. If you go Basar Me'ikara, Ma'abaya, that's the Rosh's Kasha. Miktsos writes that if we say like Tosfos, that there's a chilek between Zorek as a kli atzmai, Zorek even al a kli, there's a difference between somebody who throws the kli itself or throws the stone towards the kli. If there's a chilek, like Tosfos wants to say, so the kash of the rosh isn't shver, because he tiza v'irshus harabim v'yizika v'irshus hayochid, is talking about where he kicked the stone on Kalim. And there Tosis says, you don't go Basar Me'ikar. So in fact, the Tosis asks the Kasha, hey, here says he asked the Kasha, he said, hey, you don't go Basar Me'ikar. You should go Basar Me'ikar. Because, and therefore, when he's Matis Bishus Arab, and he's Masik Bishus Yachar, he should be Pater. Because Basar Me'ikara, when he did the actual Maisa, it was Beheter. So why then is he chayiv? So according to Tosis, the kasha doesn't even start. Of course he's chayiv, because in this case we don't go basur meikar, we go after the manasvira. It's like when he throws the stone at it, we don't say that it's already considered broken. So to when he kicks the, we don't supposed to say basur meikar. So to when he kicks the stone, we don't say basur meikar. So it's muchach from this. And he answers, the Rosh answers that the reason here he's chayav because we don't go after the Basar Meikar, we go after the Makam Shinasibo Anezek, Bir Besteacher, is Chatzar Anizek, so we go after the place where the Nezek was actually done, where the damage was done. Makoponim, what's his kasha? According to Tosis, there is no kasha. So must be he doesn't hold like Tosis. He holds, the Rosh holds, that if you throw a stone on a kli, you say Basar Meikar Azlina, Umana Svira Savar. We say we follow Meikara, we follow the original Maisa, and we say that it's considered broken when he throws. So I take a baseball and I throw 100 mile an hour fastball, and at a vase. Somebody's standing by the vase with a baseball bat. Instead of hitting the ball, he hits the vase. So he's pater. His manasvira is sava. Now how the Rosh would hold. We can prove, says Akoin of Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky Zatzal, even going through his Shiurim and Bava Kama, and the Beroiv Nachas, that the Shita Mekubetzes also argues with Tosfos. First, we have to explain the Svara of Tosfos, who's Mechalek between Zorek as Akli Atzmai, Zorek Eben al Akli. So it would appear that that we say that Basar Meikar Azlina, it's as if the Kli is already a Kli Shavu, is only because the Koyach that is going to break the Kli is already in the Kli. And that is Shayach only if he throws the Kli itself. But if he throws an Evan on the Kli, then the Koyach that's going to break the Kli is not in the Kli. It's in the Evan. And therefore we don't say about the Kli, Manasvira Sovar. So that's the Svara Pshuta of Tosfos to be Mechalik. When he throws the Kli, the Koyach HaShvira is in the Kli. When he throws the stone on the Kli, the Koyach HaShvira is not in the Kli, it's in the stone. And therefore, we don't already consider the Kli of a broken Kli. Now, the Shita Mekubetzes writes in the name of the Ma'arikatz, Hikshe, Amai loy pshita lei mehaide amrinu meperek hazoyrek, loy shanu ala shekodem get ledleike, aval kodem ledleike, laget loy. My time may cover the Sreifa Ka'ozil. Alma bus may cover as Linon. Malmit Kavenpo. Yishkama Rab in Sechet Gitin. Bedaf Ain Teta Mudalef. Sheima Baal I omed alagag. Vaisha I tomed at Lamata Vichatzer. Is a rak la get. So the husband is on the roof. The woman is down in the chotzer. And he throws a get to her. Once the get is yotzei mirshus hagag, mikol reshet, even if the get was burned before it got down to the ground, the Gemara explains that if the fire was there before the zrikas haget, she's not mikol reshes, because b'shas zrikas haget kvar hoya oimed lihisorif koyt shiagia la'oretz, it was already on the way to being burned before it hit the ground. And on that, the Shita Mekubetzes asks, why don't we resolve from this the Shaila of Basar Meikar Azlinan? Or Basar Mana Svirasava? Basar Meikar Basar Mana Basar Sovar Mana Azlina? And we should say from here that Basar Meikara, because we say that the get is already considered nisraf. The get is already considered burned. since it's oymed leisarif, since it's going to be burned, it's already considered burned, and therefore it's not going to be a good get. Now, in this tziyul that the get is noifel asechad leke, the koyach that's going to burn the get is not in the get, it's in the fire. And yet, Shitim Kubetz still asks, oh, would you say it's already considered a burn? Mapitom? It's not in the kli, it's not in the get. The burning, the sreif, was not noch nicht in the get. It's not there yet. It's Pesach HaEish. That's where the Koyach HaSoreif is. So the Das HaTesvis is not shaykh to say B'chai Gavna Basur Meikara Zlina. You can't say Basur Meikara because the Koyach HaSoreif isn't in the get. It's in the fire. Shidim Gubetz says, oh, we should say Basur Meikar. So you see that they hold that if you throw a stone at a kli, it's already considered broken, even though the koyach of the breaking is not in the kli, it's in the stone. So to hear, koyach of the burning of the get is not in the get, it's in the fire. And yet, ma'anachnu amrim, אנחנו אומרים that it's not a get. We say that it's not a get because Basur Meikar Azlina, so the Shita Mukubetza says, since when you throw it in the fire, it's already considered burned. Now again, the koch of the sreif isn't in the get, it's in the fire. But when you throw it in the fire, it's already considered burned. And yet, and therefore it's not a get, so why don't we survive resolve from here, Basur Meikar Azlina? But Tosfos couldn't say such a thing as Tosfos says, is not shaykh to the shaylov. Basur Meikar, Basur, Sovra Mana. Because Tosfos holds that in this case, you don't view the get as already being burned because the koch of sreif isn't in the get. So you wouldn't say Basur Meikar. But according to this, we talk I have a kasha and tosis from the sugin git. Because the sugin git says that when you throw the get, it's already considered burned. So why don't we say huadin that when you, even though the koich of the sreif isn't in the get, and yet it's still considered burned. So why don't we say that when you throw an evan on a kli, it's already considered broken, even though the koich of the breaking is not in the kli, it's in the evan. So it's a kash antaisis from the sugin gitten. So we can answer that taisis holds that she's not megureshes is not because we consider the get as if it's already burned, but rather not that she's divorced before the get gets to the ground. Even in a case where there's no fire, it's only because soifu lanuach is already considered kilu kvar munach. But if it's going to go into a fire, it's not soifu lanuach and shina megureshes. So it's mevor in the ritva, okay, in zera b'shemen, simen chof talit. So that's the difference. The difference is that the reason she's not divorced, not because we see the view again as if it's already burned, but it's not Sof Lanuach B'chotzer. And Sof Lanuach B'chotzer, she's not divorced. No, Baruch Hashem, we discussed an interesting Gemara in Tosfos, Ktzos in Rosh, Shitim Gubetzis. Just, it's Hashem, we're going to continue, I hope, discussing this Sugya. But just one ha'ara, in the case of the fire, I wanted to say that the get, according to Tosis, is not considered burn because the koach of the burning is in the fire, not in the kli, not in the get. Just like when someone throws a stone, a kli, the power of the breaking is not in the kli, it's in the stone. But if you use that svara and say that the power of the sreifa is in the fire, not in the get, then you'll ask, so why do we already consider it burn? Because the power of the breaking isn't in the fire. So you can, the mice, you can say the same thing about the kli that you throw from the roof. Because the ground is going to break the kli. What breaks the kli? The ground breaks the kli. So you can say that it's not considered broken. You say that it is considered broken. But if you want to say that it's only considered broken because the koach of shir is in the kli, the koach of shir is in the ground, not in the kli. So maybe the answer is that the ground breaks it, not the kli. The answer is that there's two factors, right? There's the speed of the kli, that it's going to hit the ground fast, that breaks it, and the ground. It's also partially in the kli. When you talk about in the fire, it's totally the fire that burns the get. It's got nothing to do with the get. And that's the chiluk. Koponim, sweet friends, we have a lot more to talk about. So much about this sugya and bechal and bavakam. More delicious than delicious. So please stay tuned. And we'll see mer mer in the flows mitayras Hashem Yisborach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.